The VanderCare Core Plus program provides Medicaid coverage to adults without kids who earn up to 200% of the federal poverty level. For a single adult, that's an annual income of close to $22,000. State Medicaid Director Jason Helgerson told lawmakers the program's waiting list could grow to 20,000 people by March, due in part to a surge of applicants who are unemployed. To pick up the slack, Helgerson unveiled a draft proposal for a state insurance program. Helgerson says it would let people buy in for between $100 and $130 a month to get basic health coverage.
We're very concerned about making sure this is not going to cost taxpayers more money than we're already spending. We're trying to design it in a way that will minimize that possibility. But for us, the moral imperative still remains that there are the people out there that need our help, and we're trying to find a way to help.
Helgerson says the plan would only be open to those adults who qualify for VanderCare Core but can't get in. Depending on the plan a person chooses, their deductible could be as high as $7,500. Republicans are skeptical it would work. Hudson Representative Katie Rhodes told Helgerson the state's already hundreds of millions short in its current Medicaid budget, and it's paying hospitals less than it costs to treat patients.
How can any of us in good faith expand what we're doing, knowing it's a total cost shift program, and not pay the bills that we currently have?
The final insurance plan could be ready next month. It would need the full legislature's okay. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.